Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Anna. Don't touch my hair. Hummel.
Good morning.
That's a whole talk break in itself.
Oh, Christ.
Blitz K.
Good morning.
Perfect on that one. And Lum Lum.
Good morning.
Whew. Welcome to the Smooth Jazz Channel.
I need a vacation from my vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord Almighty. Dr. Dan most recently traveled from the Buccaneer game last night at Ray J Stadium.
He traveled all the way from Ray J?
Yeah.
Torture.
He's a weary traveler.
It was torture.
They look good. They look good after they reset at halftime, but it's just, I don't know. They need to do that two safety. Since they were set, single safety stuff isn't going to work for the Maha Bones, I don't think.
Well, it wasn't the Maha Bones. It was that guy, Hill, Tariq Hill.
Yeah, oh he's fast as fire.
He had like 200 yards in the first quarter.
He's so fast.
I was going to say, the Bucs might have looked good, but it's kind of hard to come from an 80-point deficit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That kid was so fast, and he caught everything.
Do you know the history of that guy?
Nope.
He went to, I forget where he went.
He's going
to
be president.
No, I think he... He went to a junior college and then went to Old Miss, I think, and then had a choking out your girlfriend kind of deal.
Nice.
And ended his career at like Western Alabama State.
While she was pregnant.
University of West Alabama.
While she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, this wasn't like a sexual thing?
No, it was a choke out while you're knocked.
Oh.
I think. And then that gets you choking your girl while she's knocked gets you sent to Western Alabama State.
So he also fell in the draft because of that. He was a 5th round draft pick.
Oh my God.
Obviously, you could have seen he should have been, you know, 1st round pick. But last year, I think he was suspended because there's an investigation about if he broke his son's arm or not. And he ended up being cleared, and the Chiefs gave him an extension. So
obviously, he has some issues, but he can catch a football.
Well, I mean, like I said, he was cleared. He was cleared of all that. So
he's fast.
That's what sucks in the fact that, like, here's a guy who's got a little checkered past, kind of like me, and then one little deal, and all of a sudden he broke his kid's arm. You know, he didn't break his kid's arm. But everybody thinks that you're the bad guy when you've already been the bad guy.
So that's Andy Reid taking.
He wasn't proven innocent. He was proven not guilty.
Right.
You trying to do an Uber deal?
I don't know what's happening.
You failed tremendously. Oh. So what was the energy in the box like? Bad?
Painful. Torture.
Was Jet.
Dad left before me.
By the way, we did.
Never happened. In the 13 years we've had the box, he's never left before me.
Who was all there? Rob Elder?
RE3 had a crowd there. I was there.
Steven?
Nope.
Steven didn't go?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know.
He just didn't want to go.
Yeah, he had it.
Did it seem like there was more energy or a bigger deal because it was the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes in the stadium, or was it the same as every game to you?
You're down 17 clicks, there's not a lot of energy.
Yeah, there wasn't much energy after that 17th point. The interesting thing was the upper levels were fully... but with distance filled. You know what I mean? Like they were staggered, but they were filled all the way to the top.
Oh, don't tell Lummy that. That's where Lummy season tickets were that they ripped away.
Lummy's in the 500 club, even though they have only 300 levels. Lummy, did you go to the game?
No, I didn't go to that game.
Boy, Mahomes has just got a nice, quick little flick on him, is he not?
He's got everything.
How about that time the Bucs had him down at the 10, and rather than take a sack, he throws every time he throws it out. He doesn't care. You can't catch him.
No.
He's like a little water bug. You just can't catch. Is he the most elusive quarterback in the NFL, Seth?
I don't know about – I mean, elusive, I don't know, but he's the best. I mean, he's the best right now, isn't he? Yeah, by far. Right.
About elusiveness. Let's the kid from Houston, the kid from Baltimore, and Maha Bones.
I would probably say elusive. I would say Lamar Jackson.
Where you can't get your hands on him.
I would say Lamar Jackson's more elusive, but Patrick Mahomes is the absolute total package. So I mean, it's just enjoyable to watch him play. I'm sure it sucked for Bucks fans, but
didn't they give him like a 10-year contract or something?
Half
like that?
A billion. Yeah,
he's the highest, as he should.
Half a billion.
I would say,
and that's why people were saying, like, when he got this hit in the head yesterday, and they were saying it was a BS call, that they ended up giving a couple of those calls to Brady as well. I'm like, you can't. That's the face of the NFL. Like, you can't hit him in the head.
Yeah, but I saw that play.
Come
and
on.
Like, yeah. It was like a continuation of like a swim move. It wasn't a bona fide rare up Deacon Jones head slap. It literally was like a continuation.
He was trying to knock the ball down.
Brady got dinged twice.
I think that they kind of overly. Now
he got popped on the chin.
I'm all about the how, you know, they're really, really sensitive about if you hit a guy's knees when you're on the ground. I'm all about that because your knee, you know, is pretty rugged. No, I mean, not very rugged, but your helmet, your head with your helmet on. I mean, it's made to take hits, you know, really hard hits, just a little. Continuation of a swim move, I think, is kind of ridiculous.
Well, after Troy Aikman had like 5 concussions in a row that one season, they started getting really stiff on the head injuries.
Bubba, I am all for protecting quarterbacks, even if you think it's sissy when they get hit in the head, because when you don't protect your quarterbacks, you end up with a game like yesterday where it's the Saints versus the Broncos and there are no quarterbacks.
Yeah,
just running backs just running the ball. There's no passing whatsoever. That's what you get. So I'm all for protecting the quarterbacks no matter what you have to do, because we need them or the NFL's got nothing.
The Broncos actually got a hold of the NFL and they wanted to put Rob Calabrese in. He is a coach for the Buccaneers. For the Broncos, and they asked permission to put him in.
He was what, 38, Lummy? We looked it up yesterday.
38, played for UCF.
Yeah, and they're like, man, this guy who's 38 and played for the UCF is going to be better than, you know,
the wide receiver,
Kendall Hinton, whatever the guy's name.
Oh, poor guy, man. He completed one pass yesterday.
I know. And what people don't realize is, you know, the NFL and quarterback and is all about that pre-read, and then as the ball's snapped, read. That's where the ball's going. And a guy that hasn't done that 15,000 times, you know, amidst, you know, spring practice and training camp, can't read.
Yeah, you know
defense.
What, though? Get locked in on your first read and just throw it to him every time.
Right, exactly. The defense is going to know that. They're going to put 10 guys over there.
I have a serious question, because I watched a lot of that game. I was fascinated by it. Do you think that you could complete one pass in the NFL?
Yes.
Because he only completed one pass yesterday. They ran a lot of wildcat, but I'm wondering how hard it actually is now.
I would go to a guy like Gronk, and I'd be like, Gronk, I'm piking the ball from the shotgun position. I need you to go out 4 yards, smash the guy, and then turn around. There's going to be a butt hook right there.
Because, Bubba, listen, this kid.
Seth, you could do that all day long. You could do that.
All day long.
Sure. Now, they had weapons. They have guys, you know, in Denver that he could have thrown the ball to. And he did play college football at Wake Forest. So it's not like he'd ever played before. And he only completed one pass.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying, if the Saints are coming at you, Bubba, I'm wondering how hard it is to complete
one pass. Can you imagine
how
scary it is back there? I mean, think about, we just take it for granted. But think about how scary. You got 5, 4, maybe up to 6 human beings running at you as fast as they can. A lot of them over 300.
You don't know what's going on.
And they're mad as hell, and they have one thing in mind, to smash you to the surface.
And you just got there 10 minutes ago.
And you just got there. You just got the right size cleats.
I can't believe there's only 40 human beings in the world right now that can play NFL quarterback.
Yeah, think about it.
At any given time.
But that's
there's like 35 or 40, period.
Well,
you know what happened?
That's how specialized it really is.
Well, you know what happened with the Broncos? They got wiped out because one of the guys had COVID, and then the other quarterbacks didn't follow protocol and wear a mask, so they all got put on the list. So that's what happened. More the Broncos didn't even have a quarterback yesterday.
I don't think they helped him out either, though, because they didn't do any like little dump passes.
I think a guy like Lummy could maybe complete a pass in the NFL. Just because, I mean, I just do.
I mean, look, this Kendall Hinton guy, I mean, he's an athlete. He was a wide receiver. I mean, and he only completed one.
I know.
One pass.
I know.
So you think that we can?
A guy that threw 254 collegiate passes could only complete one in the NFL. That's one for 254.
He threw one. He
sucks.
He completed one pass and had 2 picks.
Well, they kept trying to throw it like 15, 20 yards downfield every time, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Lummy's dissecting the Broncos game plan.
I watched that whole thing, and they kept running the ball the first 2 plays, and then they expected him to throw 12 yards, 13 yards.
Well, that's – I don't mean to get too football specific, but up until Bucks started making some adjustments, that's the Bucks' problems, is they go for the 35 yard pass instead of the little 7-9 12s, and Brady will kill you with the 7-9 and 12s, but they don't do the 7-9 and 12 deals enough.
And
they go for the long ones.
And make it like a 7-minute drive, a 6-minute drive that just takes forever and to completely deflates demoralizes the defense.
I was watching the Bucks game until I passed out like halftime, but like Brady's first three possessions were 3 and out. And yep. two of which were wide receiver error.
Yep.
Like, the balls were right there.
Yep.
God, can you imagine how mad you'd get if you're the quarterback?
Well, he does.
I mean, look, they every single game they talk about, they use a C word to talk about the relationship that Brady has with all of his guys.
Camaraderie?
Something like that, where they're talking about that Brady hasn't had enough time with his receivers. Well, it was the same with every other quarterback in the NFL. You got rookie quarterbacks like Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow that were completely balling out before Joe Burrow got hurt. Like, all these other quarterbacks with the short offseason seem to be doing well, but they keep making all these excuses for Tom Brady. When Tom Brady signed with the Buccaneers, it was during COVID. He knew what was going to happen. You knew that you weren't going to have access to hanging out with your wide receivers all the time.
Well, I don't care how good you are, including the greatest of all time. If you've been in a system for, well over a decade, and you know all the check downs, and you know every idiosyncrasy as to how your wide receivers run their routes. I think that it's going to be a struggle when you go to a brand new system, right?
And you got guys like,
even if you're the greatest of all times.
And Michael Evans, there were a couple passes where he kind of short armed it and wasn't running as fast as he should have.
Yep.
And, you know what I mean? It's got to be frustrating for Tom Brady to throw to a prima donna like Mike Evans, who's not catching passes as hard as he should be. Gronkowski sacrifices himself and gets drilled every time he catches the ball.
Godwin does too.
I often think
Godwin's pretty good about it too. Evans is he's such a little bitch.
Hey, I often think what they're saying in the huddle, and I often think that Gronk goes, "Tom, throw it to me. I'll get it."
He does though. The first half, he was the whole offense.
Tom, throw it to me. I will catch it. Tom
has a relationship with Gronk, and I mean, it's showing. Tom has a relationship with Antonio Brown. It's not showing. So, I mean, they've got guys that Brady's familiar with.
Was Brown even in the game yesterday?
He had like two catches.
Yeah, two catches.
Hey, listen, two catches and a loss is better than five catches and a domestic violence, isn't it?
You're damn right.
I
didn't feel like that game was as close as the score was yesterday.
No. By the way, a lot to talk about since we last met. I mean, we haven't been here on the air since Wednesday. So, I mean, Wednesday we left you with a YouTube high spot, Dan versus Anna. And then Friday night we had a Clem's Clubhouse. There's some stories to be told there, including Lummy. I think Lummy may have broke Creatine Travis's ankle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You guys wrestling?
No.
I've never seen that guy in a bad mood before.
Lummy, I'll tell the story.
Neither have I.
Well, he wasn't happy.
Well, here's the problem. I was telling Creatine Travis the entire time during poker. He was all jacked up with his, all creatined out.
Yeah, he was all
up.
Creatined out.
And I go, Travis, I know you're the toughest in Ocala. I know you're county champion.
He's all Ocala.
I know you're all Ocala, first team. We know that. I mean, Seth was second team Naperville. So, I mean, it's just like, it's different. Everybody's got something. He's like, I'll smash Lummy. I go, Creatine, you just can't substitute size and dumbness. And he's so big. And he's just a mountain of a man. You can come in there with every Marion County move that you know. And I just don't know if you can just deal with his utter size. He's just a mountain of a man. Well, then later that night, I forget where I was. I think I was in the little control room with Blitz in the upstairs control room. Next thing I know, I hear Lummy and Travis had a little pushing match.
Really?
No. Creatine Travis tried pushing Lummy down the stairs.
Yeah.
What happened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
What?
So, yeah.
And Creatine Travis tripped.
Because unless you have a forklift, you're not going to push that human being that we know as Lummy down the stairs.
Like a serious push down the stairs?
No.
Oh. It was kind of roughhousing.
Yeah, it was a grab ass.
Yeah, they're playing around.
Yeah.
Oh, how guys play. Okay, yeah. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're not. So
you don't try to push your friends down the stairs?
No, it's missing out.
Next thing I know, Travis is full-blown tweaked. and he's got like the size of a golf ball on the side of his ankle.
On the top side.
Did he roll down the steps?
Yeah, he missed a step.
Let me give us the play-by-play immediately.
Please.
He gave me a little bump, and I said, "That's all you got, buddy." And he didn't like that trash talk. And then I started kind of running away from down the stairs, and I did an okie doke and went right. He thought I went left, and his brain didn't realize there was another step and took a tumble.
Boy, Lummy, I didn't think you would really be able to explain it efficiently.
Wow. That's exactly what happened, too.
Now, you just did a little shuck move, and he fell back.
That's exactly what happened.
Like a little juke.
Let's break this down like the two little peacocks that you and Creatine Travis are. Were you showing off your feathers for the ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Was it going to one of those things where the ladies were like, oh, whose man is bigger and stronger?
We had Ocala Farrah Fawcett there, and then, of course, Ashley, and it was like a man-up deal.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They were in a closed stairwell. I mean, there's doors on both sides.
Yeah,
no one's
like,
even
they were doing it for themselves.
Going upstairs to the Klim's clubhouse is a very little hallway.
Yeah.
It's like not really, you know.
I thought it was a chill place. Why is there so much aggression up there?
I don't know. I was chill, too. We have to talk about your chill, by the way.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
No, I'm not taking the blame for this one. But your bitchiness.
Bitchiness?
Yeah, in your hair. Oh, my God.
Dude, I was barely conscious.
You don't even know this. We'll get into it later.
All right.
The bitchiness came back?
The C-ness came out.
Oh, no.
She turned into a real C.
No, that's not what it is. You just don't get it. You're a C. You don't get my hair.
And she ain't going to blame it on the moon blood this time, is she?
Nope. That's all me.
But Anna.
Yeah.
I've been with a lot of women. I know a lot of women.
Yeah.
I'm around a lot of women.
Yeah.
And just to touch a woman.
You were trying to grab my hair. Don't tell me what I was trying to do.
Let's talk about what you were doing.
I just washed it.
Let's talk about what
I did.
Let's talk about what I did instead of what you thought I was going to do.
Okay.
I just went blip, just like this. I want everybody to look. Bam. Just a touch. Just touched. Hey, there's your hair.
You touched top of that Zika head?
No, that's not exactly what happened at all.
She starts going off on me.
Nice try, though.
She starts going off on me about her hair, and then her roommate comes in and starts dressing me down. Everybody knows about her hair. You don't touch your hair. I go,
like Steven?
Easy. No, times 10 on Steven.
First of all, you were touching my face, which I wasn't a big fan of.
And your hands were clammy as hell.
They were like kind of sweaty. Because you were covering my eyes, remember?
Yeah.
What's going on up there?
Bubba, what kind of trap house are you running?
Which I wasn't a big fan of with your clammy hands. And then you grabbed my hair in the back. Not that you pulled it or anything, but you grabbed it like full-fisted, and your hands were clammy. And I knew that my hair was going to frizz and you were going to start like messing it up or something. I know how you roll.
You can't tell a story or something. We can only talk about what we did. You can't talk about what I was going to do.
But again, based on what you were doing before when you were kind of roughhousing my, you know, getting in my face and stuff like that, you were touching my bangs. And then when you grabbed like my hair, I knew you were going to start like roughhousing it and you were going to F it up. And I just spent like an hour, you know, washing it and everything, and I freaked out.
And she was going to meet the man of her dreams at Clem's Clubhouse that night until you touched her hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you effed it up. Thanks for nothing.
She saw pictures of him in the toilet.
I'm not even going to bow up and respond on this.
Were you touching her face the way she says you were, Bubba? It seems very,
you were
like,
covering my eyes.
Do you know how somebody will come behind you and they'll cover your eyes and say, ask guess who?
No.
Hold on. Hold on. You're going to try to tell me that you don't ever play that. You never do that. You never did that.
Seth, I don't understand. How can you not cover your friend's eyes, grab their hair, and push them down the stairs at the same time?
Yeah.
Seth, you don't know how to have fun.
Don't start throwing that in their blitz, because the next thing you know, it'll be Bubba pushed Anna down. That'll get put on me.
What, that you pushed Anna down the stairs?
Oh, no, that was Creatine Travis.
We know she fell.
Yeah.
We know she tripped. So,
did you fall down the stairs too, Anna?
No.
Anna,
but that's the story. She does.
I guess, Anna,
I bruised my eye down the stairs.
I guess the test that I was performing, I found out the results.
That you and Anna aren't as close as you thought you were?
Nope.
You're not related.
No. Whatever Seth said. We just don't have that bond that me and Seth do.
Yeah, I thought you guys had the bond on the way to Orlando.
I did too. I thought we were bonding.
If you said she got a little uptight and then her roommate got in your face about touching her hair, I mean, Club's Clubhouse is all about just touching each other's hair.
It's a touch fest.
That's why I thought you built it.
Right. Hi, this is Clem's Clubhouse. It's so that we can touch each other live on the air.
I will say Heather Wiz touched my hair and I slapped her.
Heather Wiz is completely opposite. You can touch her hair and she's like, oh.
She has normal white people hair. No, she touched mine. It's a different beast.
So I slapped her.
What do you got?
Jew hair. It's different, dude. No,
does the Adderall make you angry, Anna?
Apparently.
It made me aggressive before I passed out for 2 hours.
I think I'm just not even going to invite Anna to any more of the parties.
I think you got to change her. You got to change her tune-up. I think it's a little, yeah.
She had the standard that she always takes.
She needs some downers, man.
She had a reaction to it or something, and then the dressing down and the hair deals really got me turned off the Anna phenomenon.
I tell you what.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You get
it's
Anna.
Okay. I'm sorry as well. Things will adjust.
You get Anna joining a glass of wine, and I think she's right where you want her next time.
That's what I said. I was like, we should all just go out back before.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's just whatever. And just, you know, you constantly are paring down who's on your team or not.
How'd she do?
I just didn't like the dressing down. I didn't like the yelling.
That wasn't me, though.
I know. Your roommate comes in and starts just cutting
her.
A promo.
Don't get
on
mad at me. I could barely talk.
Well, I am mad at her. I'll never speak to her again either.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Reagan, who?
Did you try to touch her?
Right.
Yeah. She's not come to any parties, and she's not invited to nothing.
Does she have a couple drinks and get lippy? Is that what it is?
Exactly. They had a couple of things and got real lippy this time, and I didn't do anything wrong. I just was playing.
I could barely talk.
I was just playing the peekaboo deal, and then that turns into her roommate comes in and starts putting her finger on my chest.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Oh, really? Yeah. She's poking
on
you?
Oh, yeah. She came on like, bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, hold on.
You like that.
This is my party. And I just put my hands behind Anna and said, guess who? Like you do, like this kind of deal.
But why were your hands so clammy?
Because I am a clammy guy.
Can I ask you a question?
So hold on. Let me just explain what happened.
He's got
a
condition, Dan.
So I came in. You see, everybody's going to tell me right now, your hands right now may not be a little bit clammy.
Nope.
No, not at all, actually.
No. 0% clammy.
Let me.
A little clammy.
Exactly.
What's every minute of every day?
Is my hand clammy?
0% clammy.
No clam.
All right. Well, I came in.
No clam Sam Diaco. Right,
no clam Sam.
Anna and I felt very much bonded to the trip to Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the second row.
Yeah.
And most of the way home. And I don't know. I just felt like we bonded. And then your victory on Wednesday. And I was just so proud of you. I even texted you. I was so proud of you.
I know. I appreciate that.
And this and that. And then you turned into insufferable C on Friday
night.
Can
I ask you a question?
It's like every athlete after they win a medal. You know what I mean? They get this attitude.
Can
I ask you a question? How could I have better handled that to not hurt your feelings if you touched my hair and I didn't like it?
Just say, you know what? My hair gets real frizzy when it gets touched. Can you just not touch it? And I would have said, oh, all right, sorry. But okay. not when your roommate comes in and goes,
I can't control her.
Hey, Bubba. What, Reagan? Do not touch your hair. Seriously. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm serious.
Are you seriously?
If you touch her hair, you know, you don't understand. You'll get frizzy. She worked 3 hours. And I'm just sitting there. You know, and now I'm high and, you know, like, I'm like.
Well, let me ask this question.
Well, you made it well known throughout the night that you over gimmicked from the start.
I opened the show up with
You're not the only one.
I opened the show up. I overserved myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just. It wasn't. I aggressively touched it. I just touched it. I did a peekaboo into a hair touch, and then that turns.
Oh,
into,
you did a peekaboo hair touch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why did you say so?
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Okay, sorry.
So,
but your roommate doesn't have to come in and go.
I know.
I'm telling
can't control
you.
Her.
She worked 2 hours on her hair, and I was like, okay, whatever. Do not touch her hair. Seriously, Bubba. Do not touch your hair. Okay, Reagan, I'm not going to touch your hair. I think that you bitches are being way uptight. No, we're not. Listen, there's a lot of things you do. Do not touch her hair. She does not like her hair touched. Okay.
I felt really uncomfortable walking over in that situation with the microphone because Dr. Dan said to tell Reagan hi, and I walked over, and I thought they were going to, like, come at me, too. Because you told me to touch Anna's hair, and I kind of walked into that
Who
one.
Who did? I didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And Reagan goes, don't touch her hair! Don't touch her hair!
Oh, yeah. Then see, that's the
I
way I am.
I don't remember that at all.
That's my way. After you've dressed me down, then I'm going to dispatch my Frankenstein on you.
I went toward her hair, too.
I went over to him and said, hey, let me go out and say hi to Reagan and touch Anna's hair. Okay.
Yeah, that was not a good move at all.
Yeah.
Next time
I think you should show up with maybe a swimming cap or something like that. Or just
give them a little ecstasy. They'll be running their fingers to their hair all night.
Or not even just like, maybe we can just do a Reagan-less $1.99. And
are you over her, Bubba?
I'm just kind of, they dressed me down. Like, I wasn't the same all night long.
You got outnumbered.
After I got dressed down, I'm like, I never got dressed down. Though. Oh, you did.
No, I freaked. It was a reaction. I'm like, no, don't touch my hair. And then Reagan came over and,
then you backed up behind the bar as if, like, I just pulled your pants down.
Bubba, there was a few other factors in play here. You know, I wasn't myself.
Yeah, she had an uncle who once touched her hair when she was 5, and it's just, we can't get into it.
I can't talk about that.
He used to it was a ponytail. He used to put her hair in a ponytail, and it was so too whatever. Tight. And,
whatever, I'm over it. Clem's Clubhouse will... I'm just going to...
Never be the same again!
I'm going to do a Bubba 199 on Friday the 11th, and I think that's the only specialty programming we'll have for December, as we're just kind of wrapping it all up. Don't even ask, Dan, about a 198. I'm not getting into it.
To close out the year?
Hey, dude, it's fine by me.
Yeah,
well, I'm not going to work extra for free and get grief for it, so...
Here we go!
See now.
Then you should just walk out because you're working for free right now.
No, but I'm not getting grief for it. I'm just
don't try to play poker with me, bitch. I'm not gonna do extra and work for free. Well, then leave now because I'm not paying you.
Playing
poker was fun. Going on the things was fun, but I'm not gonna beg to do 198 and get yelled at for it.
Oh, but you have before.
It wasn't worth it.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm done doing specialty programming with a bunch of bitches around here.
Whoa.
I know you're not talking about me on that one.
No, I didn't say you.
Okay.
No,
I think he's
talking about
you.
Me.
I meant everybody. I meant everybody.
Everybody's a bitch. So if I wanted to do a Seth 1022, you wouldn't let me do it?
I'd call you a bitch.
Yeah, you'd let me do it. Okay, bye.
There's only one person, if you look at from 1986 to 2020.
86?
Since 1986.
Okay, I guess.
To 2000. And, no, hold on.
Okay.
To 2020, there's only been one guy that's been at the Bubba the Love Fun show.
Todd.
The entire time.
It's Todd.
His name's Todd Clem. Yes, indeed.
Yes!
Well, technically, Todd left.
Yeah.
With the name change.
Yeah, so.
It's been a combo of only Todd and Bubba standing by the show for the last 37 years.
Only two
years.
People, Todd Clem and Bubba the Love Sponge Clem, are the only two fat asses that have made it all. And so I want everybody to know.
You don't need us.
I'm not going to say it that way, but saying if I could go through some various examples of people that have left and thought that I would, the show would not make it. Anita Wadd was the first to defect. Well, I'm sorry. A couple of my producers, Jimmy, when I was just by myself, a couple of them got full of himself and be like, "I'm like, all right."
Wait, Jimmy said you're nothing without me, and he left.
Hold on. This is how Jimmy nobody. Let me tell you how I screwed Jimmy.
Now he's Jim Nantz.
Let me tell you how I screwed Jimmy.
Okay.
My very first time I got an intern was at XL 106.7 in Orlando, and so his name was Jimmy. Jimmy the producer. Well, he got full of I got fired, and went to Milwaukee. And they're like, "You want a producer?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I named him Jimmy. So anything that I had on tape would be Jimmy from the other Jimmy. So then when I left Milwaukee, I got to the Power Pig, and they're like, "Hey, I need a producer." Okay, we're going to get, and his name's going to be Jimmy. What do you mean? I'm going to name whatever guy you give me Jimmy. Okay. So I have my first Jimmy here at the Power Pig. That Jimmy gets mad and leaves. I hire the next guy, Jimmy. He was really like Jimmy number 6. So for the longest time, all the producers that would, or the executive producers or interns that would, get full of themselves, I just named their replacement their name.
Now, did they quit or did you fire them?
Various.
Okay.
So all the Jimmys are the crop of 8 Jimmys were the first ones to leave me. The second one to leave me was Anita Wadd, then Guido, Calta, 25 a couple different times, Big Dick, Spice, Brent, Manson, Shannon, Lasker. They all at one time left me. Now, not all of them under adversarial conditions.
Right.
Some under, you know, going to do different things. Nothing, not all of them were screw, you know, screw you.
Yeah, but Lasker didn't quit because he thought it was going to, like, sink your show if he quit.
No, Lasker actually told people, well, so much for Bubba, and I'm the only one that kept that thing going.
Really?
Yeah. Now, again, not all of these.
I don't know the feller, but he sounds kind of dumb.
So, and various at times, people put my back against the wall and whatever, but I don't play poker with me when you tell me that you're going to not do something on my network and that it's like it's a penalty to me. Because at the end of the day, I don't need anybody except one. And Blitz showed me how to turn us on, so I may not even need a guy to turn her on her. I might be able to turn ourself on. If not, I'll get a course to learn how to do it.
Big Trucker Bill donated $20 cash.
So, I mean, I readjust. I make changes. I find new people. I always seem to be able to cobble together a show that can make a little bit of money, and I can, you know, not have to sell cars or dig ditches. I can still pay my way in life by whatever means for what I've been able to cob together. So don't. Everybody thinks like I need Anna or I need Dan or I need, you know, I don't need anybody. And I don't say that. And I hope you guys don't take it in a I'm being a dick type of way. It's just straight statistics. Hello?
Yeah, I think we're all taking it in a loving, caring way.
Of course.
Oh, you sure? I really sound loving and caring. But chat, don't get chat cancer and think that everybody's going to leave me and that the show won't be on tomorrow. Well, the show may be on. I may only have 14 people watching me, but I'll keep clawing and trying. You know, then I'll jump off the bridge. It's no big deal. I already got it planned out.
So are you going to record it for content?
Yeah. I'm actually going to do it live, and Blitz is going to be intercepting the feed or somehow like that way, shape, or form so that Tyler can cob together something to pay for my funeral.
Jesus.
So anyway, I don't know where I was getting with that, but whatever. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
I'll pay.
Oh, for the funeral?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Don't say that, Dan. It might happen sooner now.
I don't even want a funeral. I just whatever really? The cremation fees would be. Yeah, just.
Where do you want to sprinkle your ashes?
Nah.
On the track?
At BRP.
Wherever. I could care less.
Really?
I'd want Seth to smoke them. Maybe do
ashes.
I'd like for everybody here to have to do a Stevie Nicks type enema of my ashes.
What?
What?
All right.
Would you fire us if we don't?
You asked me what I would like to do with my ashes. I answered. Now you guys are all mad at me.
Like a fecal transplant, but with
no,
ashes?
No, he wants like a boofing.
I want to boof you.
Yeah, he
boof
wants
my
to
ashes.
Boof us.
Lummy you will, won't you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Stop. I'll take it proudly. Yeah, I'll give you mine, Lummy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll double it up.
You know what, Bubba? I'll do that for you.
I know you would, buddy.
Yeah.
Not even a lot either. Just like, you know, a spoonful.
Be like packing a cannon with like gunpowder.
I would take him right to the Radio Hall of Fame and demand that they put it next to Rush Limbaugh's headphones.
Next to Rush Limbaugh's cochlear ear implant.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, everybody. I'm so sorry. Everybody thinks that I'm a dick and what have you. It's, you know. I'm trying to become less dickish, but you still have to have a certain amount of swagger and a certain amount of whatever. To do what I do, and when you guys are like telling me that I really need you, I don't.
Well,
I really don't need you.
Well, no, I never
who said they need you. You?
GCSupply.com with 1,000 bits.
I guess my mama's boobies.
Who said that you needed them?
Chat was saying you guys should all walk.
So now we're all in trouble because of chat.
Oh, because chat got you. Okay, I thought someone said something.
No,
it's just the chat.
Just chat.
Yeah, and pretty much Anna.
It's on the field.
What? Pretty much all. This
thanks,
is all.
Anna.
I mean, Anna, that really pissed me off. That really
yeah, Bubba touches your hair and you go crazy. Seth's there stroking your hair. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. I did have my hand on her hair for about 10 seconds. Yep. And she loved it.
It's already ruined right now.
Listen, Anna. I'm just saying, like, it just really just ruined. It's like, man, I just got my ass ripped.
Well, it wasn't me. It was Reagan.
For not even a very big violation.
It wasn't even me.
Like, if I'd gone in there and, like, you know, we're trying to grab your fried eggs or grab your ass or something like that.
Giving her a bandit.
Yeah, like anything like that, then absolutely to dress me. When I'm just doing a peekaboo with a hair touch, that's not that big a deal.
Bubba, I'm sorry, I just reacted.
Made me feel horrible.
I was a little bit, you know, not in the right state of mind, and I got dressed down at my own party.
Reagan did. Dan, I mean, wouldn't it, Dan, if you get dressed down at your own party, like that. What if you were Diaco Plastic Surgery of Institution of Yippee-O's for your Christmas party and, you know, a girl dresses you down. One of your nurse's friends dresses you down. How would you feel? Even if you just did a little something, something.
Out. They'd be out. Out of the party, out of my life.
Dead.
Well, I'm not
dead.
I'm not going
no
that.
Pulse.
I'm not going
no
that.
Pulse.
I'm
exactly.
not going that drastic.
We'd be sprinkling their ashes inside of Lummy.
I just felt so I just felt so horrible. Then it made me even feel more creepy. It was like, man, you're a real creepo.
It wasn't a creep thing.
I know, but you guys made me feel
what
like
mean,
a real
creepo. You guys,
creepo.
It wasn't me. Don't get mad at me.
I just feel like with you and Anna have done all these ancillary shows together. She's at every 199, every Cleanse Clubhouse. I just feel like you guys would have broken all this down by
yeah.
now.
You would have thought, like, one of the things, Seth, is because she made me feel like I'm not even, like, I'm just some homeless guy off the road
you want,
that touched her hair. Like, this clammy. Is me. This
just
is
had
me.
Clammy hands.
There's actually video that surfaced of Johnny B. rubbing your hair for 35 minutes of Thanksgiving.
He was braiding it and everything.
Yeah.
He was doing balloon animals with her hair.
Will Koontz was doing French braids. And rubbing, that wasn't a problem.
Rubbing balloons no. and getting them to stick to the
she
ceiling.
She was saying, more poppy, poppy.
I just, yeah.
French braids. I literally just touch it like you're touching a little painting.
Man, some
yeah,
people
just like that.
Nah, 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 so, nah, 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 and then her friend comes in, didn't you know? Nah, nah, nah. I'm like, whoa.
You did better off giving man. Her a bandit.
Jesus, you two bitches. Uh-huh. You're at my party. I'm paying you to be here, and then
you need some new
wait,
bitches.
They got paid.
Yeah, I give them a little personal. I give
oh,
them.
Oh, I wish I would have known that.
I give them each a yeah, little something, and I pay you a lot of times too. We just didn't make a lot of money on Friday.
Do you need some new bitches, Bubba? You think the next yeah. time you got to get rid of Reagan and Anna, the whole package? Maybe
yeah.
just have them sit out a game.
I think maybe if it's the aspect of females, then I bring two females that let us you know like won't be so uptight.
Do you have any
about.
In mind?
No. I don't have any in mind, but I can find a. You think I've ever had problems? Finding
not at all. That's why I thought maybe you had some lined up already.
No, but I can find some.
You've been replaced by random females, Anna. How does it feel?
They're going to be both bald.
Just a couple chicks.
They're not going to be bald.
If I play the peekaboo game with them and touch their hair, I don't have to get yelled at by them or their roommate
okay.
and dressed down.
Yeah. Sorry.
And they would love to have their head touched by a legend like Bubba the Love Sponge.
Exactly.
Yeah. And more importantly, it just made me feel really creepy. Like, you know
well,
what?
That
I just
was not
did a real,
intention.
I just did a real
I felt, I, to be honest with you, I felt bad about my, you know, lack of interaction on Friday night.
Did you feel bad?
I did. I texted you the next day. I said, I'm sorry. I was such a loser.
Your lack of interaction wasn't nearly as problematic as snapping at me.
Okay, well, I know those two things are probably related.
But you didn't say in your text and snapping at you.
Well,
you,
I was just thinking about how lame
just
I
said
felt.
How lame-o you were.
Yeah, I said, sorry, I'm a loser. And you never responded.
That means you were lame.
I felt yeah. so bad. I felt really bad.
See, the old Bubba, Blitz will tell you, the old Bubba would engage you and start, and the new Bubba yeah. just ignores you.
Yeah.
And the new Bubba,
that's
work,
more hurtful.
It works better. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're probably better off.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I'm sorry for being
a
lame-o.
Oh, don't worry. The damage is already lame-o. Done. Damage is already
yeah.
done.
Anna was really mean to me in the beginning, by the way.
Well, you were being a dick to me.
No,
so
I wasn't.
Okay.
Can you see the common denominator
yeah.
here?
She was yeah. mean. I made a joke, and she snapped at me.
Even those largest of Anna fans, can you now see the common denominator? She was mean as hell at Lummy, to the point where Lummy wouldn't talk to her the rest of the night.
Well, she wanted to talk to me, and I was trying to talk to her about Thanksgiving, and she blew me off.
I could barely talk to anybody. I had to go sit in a dark room for 2 hours.
Thank God you didn't touch her hair.
Oh, God, yeah. It's really fought me.
So how about this? During 199, if she's invited, can we bring some claws, and like maybe we'll go out back first and you know, track mate a little bit?
I don't care what they do. They're done. I mean, they're done in my book.
Wow.
I mean, if somebody else wants to adopt them in their setups, go ahead. You guys, they're their own people. They can make their own decisions. I'm just not participating
okay.
on their setups anymore.
Well, I mean, you said you tried to make a joke to Anna. What was the joke?
Well, so she kind of started calling out the bits, even though I already called them out.
That, because someone...
And she said, do your effing job. And then I go, do your effing job and make me a drink.
I didn't say
because
that.
She was the bartender. She goes, I'm not making you a drink, bitch boy.
Oh, hold on.
That's not.
And then, yeah, it is. And then you went over and I go, so can I get a drink? You're like, screw you. And then you were, and I'm like, Anna, I'm just kidding. She goes, bah, you you were mean to me. And I'm like, okay, how's your Thanksgiving? Nothing from you. And I'm like,
that's
oh.
Not at
so
all
it was so
happened.
Awkward as I stood there and she just stared right, at the screen.
Your, this is embellishment your, for
no,
entertainment.
No, it isn't.
This hold is on. Embellishment
nope,
for
red,
entertainment.
Nope.
Hold on. Let's just hear your side of the story now, Anna.
Oh, well, I think it was you that said, Blummy, you're not calling out bits or something like that. So I got in there and I was just trying to help.
Right.
And I was talking to Not a Fan and Reagan and OFF. So I didn't really know where you guys left off. So I just started calling out bits. And then Lummy was like, oh, I already did that one. Go back. And he's like on the megaphone telling me to go back and make him a drink and was just being really rude. So I just ignored him. But then when he started talking to me about Thanksgiving, nope. I engaged. But then by the time that he was trying to interview me and stuff like that, I was, you know, going to the moon. So I had to, you know, I had to leave the situation.
Mm. You forgot the part. You said you're not doing your you're not doing your job, bitch.
You bypassed the moon and went to Uranus.
Yeah, it was bad.
You were out there.
I had to leave.
Lummy.
For 2 hours.
Did she call you a bitch boy, Lummy?
Yep.
She called you.
I may have called him a bitch boy.
Yes, you did twice.
Oh,
okay.
Twice.
Well, there you go.
Bitch boy
Lummy's still crying about it.
And I because she's always saying she felt bad for yelling
that's
at Bubba.
Okay. That's okay. I mean, you know.
I was just trying
the common
to
denominator is that she's.
This is a Hurricane Anna.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, she's going to get all mad about this now, too. She'll flip
Am
out
I mad?
On this.
Okay.
On this deal that we're having this conversation because she's not part of a show that's ever been real. Like, we break stuff down real. Like, we break it down real.
Yeah.
It gets so real that it freaks people that aren't used to the realness out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, she's freaked out right now.
I got freaked out. I thought I was out of a job this morning.
Why?
Oh, I mean, because you can do it without us.
Oh, I thought you meant because you left the belt out of the studio all weekend.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What, Seth?
What happened?
Yeah, I left it on the, I don't know, whatever that room is when you first walk in.
Foyer area.
Yeah.
The lobby.
I brought it up there to.
That was you know what? I do always stick up for Seth. There's probably, you know, different rules for different people around here. Sorry. But, you know, I did instruct him to take the belt out there in case there was a quick belt change Wednesday from the Danvers Anna deal. And so I did tell him to put it out there. And in the rush of what we were doing, I could see where somebody would forget that.
But what? I was here twice this weekend, so I should have put it back in the studio.
Yeah, it's okay, buddy. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
I'm not mad about that one bit.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you know, no big deal.
Did Anna get the belt even for a second?
What if Lummy would have done that?
Well, again, Blitz, I think I...
oh, no,
I
know. Well, I know that.
I
don't know if this is the correct word or not. I think I preferred... How do you preface it?
Preface.
I think I prefaced that.
I know.
But you're just asking for the ruling on Lummy?
Yeah.
Lummy, I'd probably give a pass. I'm getting lighter on Lummy. Lummy, am I not way lighter on you?
Yes, you're way lighter on me.
I'm not Stockholm. Stiff with Lummy at all.
I might have taken a couple bats to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would have kept that.
Was that before or after you threw the darts at you?
That's a shoe.
Can we get Lummy and Anna and those giant those giant inflatable balls that people get into that they just run into each other?
I'll get murdered.
The guy would die.
I'll get murdered.
I feel like
Lummy will still launch that bitch 80 feet.
Lummy would get one good hit before he overheated and Anna would go flying.
I just feel like they need to get their aggression out on each other somehow, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that where it's fair for everybody.
Well, I think Bubba and Anna need like a little hug.
No, that's...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lummy.
Sorry, Bubba.
Bubba hates me. I think we need space.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
When I'm the boss of you, you don't ever suggest anything that would make the boss look weak, buddy.
Oh, well, no hugs. Screw that.
Fully Stockholmed always has me being the king of all kings, my friend. You think the king is going to walk down the stairs and hug the town gesture?
Yeah, you think Tony Soprano was cleaning the bathrooms at the Bada Bing?
Right. You think Tony Sebastian? Yeah. You think Tony Soprano is going to go down to the guy that's just, you know, that's the bar back at the Bada Bing and hug that guy out?
No.
What if she were to, like, you know, kiss your ring?
No, I don't want anything to do with her.
He hates me right now.
She pissed me off. I've been saving it and harboring it all weekend.
Oh.
No. That's not good.
And I wanted, because it happened on Friday, and I wanted to open the show up with it.
Do you feel better?
Big Country, 2988, $20 cash.
And I just wanted to let it know that it bugged me. Like, it just really bugged me that you made me feel like a real pervert at my party, and then your roommate triple perverted me when I didn't do a perverted type deal.
At all related to perversion or anything like that. It was
it made me feel
frizzy
that way.
Hair. That's it, Bubba. It's just my hair. I blame myself for my hair. But, okay, it wasn't you.
But you have to understand, when you girls bitch at us guys, and yes, granted, it's only a hair deal.
Yeah.
You know, as compared to like a vagina or a boob deal.
Yeah,
but
that would have been
just,
worse. That
but this
way
is
worse.
Just a straight hair deal.
Correct.
And it wasn't even, I just want you to make sure we understand, you know, it wasn't even like a stroking of the hair deal.
No.
It was literally.
It was just clammy hands on frizzy Jewish hair. Really the toxic combination.
I like everybody for, I'm going to stand up because the camera is 7 seconds behind, and I literally want to show you. It was just this. That's it. Anna, am I right or wrong?
I'd let you do that to my pee-pee.
It was literally, look, right here. Right, everybody look up. Just this. Boom. Just, I just touched it. Just that. Boom. And, like, if it was a, like, you know, you're back there rubbing her, but it was just a, but it was just literally a, and that's what I didn't understand. Why am I getting yelled at for just a schmutz, just a pure
Well, you know, the holidays can bring out a lot of seasonal depression, Bubba. So, I mean, that could have been, you know, we don't know what happened Thursday with Anna. I don't, you know, we don't know what she's harboring, what happened, what she saw on Instagram that triggered her hair issues. But, you know, there's probably more to it than just you touching her. And it's her own thing.
And
it wasn't you touching. It would have been anybody. Like, it's
the
same
not some
role.
Hot dude.
And then the worst
Ben
is-
Shapiro touches your hair. You're like, oh, yeah. More, Benjamin.
I'll give Shapiro a pass.
So, but then, and again, I'm not trying to go on and on. I just want you to understand the severity of how I got yelled at and how big of a deal this was.
I mean,
and
I didn't yell at you.
I
was like, no, please, no, don't touch there. It's going to get frizzy. And then Reagan came over
witnessed her yelling at me.
I did. And at that point, I just didn't say anything.
Okay, so I want you to be honest. I want you to be dead honest. When she was yelling at me, did any time. In your little peanut head.
See you head a bitch.
There you go.
Did you think, man, she's really flipping out on Bubba over not such a serious violation? Did you think that at all?
A little bit, but I didn't. I felt even more awkward.
You see, you should have Secret Serviced it and dove between them to try to protect them.
Do I yell at the person who's going to bat for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. I didn't know. Listen,
you
I'm
say,
learning.
You say, Reagan. Okay. I think he's got it.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. Right.
It's cool,
right.
Reagan. It's cool.
Okay.
But instead, you didn't say a word.
No.
Which made her go even more.
Right.
So I'm just telling you. Just make sure that we know.
I locked
do
up.
Do not. I'm Bubba. Seriously. Do not. Touch her hair. Okay. I mean, no, seriously, for real. Like, she freaks out. Like, oh, my God, Bubba, do not touch. Man, you would thought I just literally, you know, gave her the Nolan Ryan two-fingered Willie. I didn't do nothing but a little dink-doink there.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything sexual perversion related.
But
I just want to stress that.
But as a guy, when you get dressed down that badly by two women, then...
Okay.
And it makes your unit crawl up inside your body.
Dan,
yeah,
Dan, as a man, when you get dressed down by two chicks... I mean, yes, they may work for you. Yes, they may be your friend.
Not
they
that
may,
kind of dress
they,
down,
but
Dan.
They mean maybe that you're maybe even if it was your brother's wives who you know sometimes that's a contentious relationship. You know, it's family versus sister-in-law. Like that's kind of a different dynamic. If you were to get dressed down by two chicks, doesn't it just make you feel like you're a real loser when two chicks just dress you right on down?
Yeah, I've never been tag team dressed down like that before.
I was going to say, has it ever happened to you, Dan?
No, it hasn't happened to me, but I can imagine it being very frustrating and very irritating. So,
and then I saw chat. Bubba was just testing out the waters. No, it wasn't like that at all.
No, it wasn't.
But that's the way, like, oh, Bubba was just trying to get some ass.
The waters were on
it? It wasn't that way.
No.
But I got treated as if it I got dressed down
I'm
as
sorry,
if it was that
Bubba.
Way.
Listen, I apologize.
I think that's
for that
the perfect
night's...
example. Yeah. I got dressed down as if I had put a suggestive move on you. Testing the water.
Like you're Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
No.
And
she called Gloria Allred right on the spot.
And I know that you will be honest and say, no, it wasn't that.
I've said that multiple times. It was not anything perverted at all. It was just clammy hands on frizzy hair.
How could you tell his hand was clammy on your hair?
Because he touched my face.
Yeah, because one hand was covering
and
your
it was
eyes.
Wet as hell.
I did.
And then I knew you were going for the full mane and I freaked out because I go, that's not going to be good. Humidity, moisture on my hair, not a good time. So I'm sorry.
So after sex, you just have like a giant afro?
You're really full of yourself on that hair. You're really full of yourself on that hair.
How would she know, Dan?
Yeah, I have sex, question mark.
So 6 years ago, last time you had sex.
I was wearing a shower cap.
So, whatever.
So you don't feel better, Bubba?
No, I just I was mad
sorry.
All weekend.
Oh, no, Bubba.
No, I was just like, man. No, don't. Don't. You can't do little things like that and be cute. And then when I'm trying to be cute, I get in trouble for being cute. What if right now I just dressed you down for doing that, and then Dan came in and said, oh, no, I swear to God, don't you ever do that again. Bubba's real mad about that kind of stuff, bitch. Then you'd be like, man, I feel real stupid by going, Papa, Dada. Like, whatever the hell you do, that stupid nonsense. little peanut head.
Take ahead a bitch.
So whatever, it's over.
Oh, wow.
It's over. And
Lummy, is it over for you? You feel okay?
I think she's trying to justify her reaction to my just jokes, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah, you had an issue with her, too.
Yeah, Lummy's allowed to get beaten down by everyone up there.
Don't you start your nonsense, okay?
No, not you. Hold on. I'm not saying anything about you. I was trying to make a joke, and then everyone just piled on me, Anna.
Oh, Lummy.
You're good. Right, listen, everyone, you're good.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Let me see if I can break this down for the common man, mostly myself. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So there's a certain dynamic that you and I have because of, you know, it's
Stockholm.
It's the gimmick, so to speak, right? I'm the boss. You're my little hitman. You know, you're my little Stockholm Willie. That's our dynamic. And even outside the station, we do it a little bit. But, you know, you're my friend and I love you. But you say a fellow coworker trying to get, you know, work that gimmick where she's a boss of you kind of deal, that ain't going to work for you.
No, I mean, that's the only...
That's what she kind of did.
The only time that I feel, like, somewhat empowered. I have a megaphone, and I'm able to, like, kind of, you know, talk up a little bit.
Yeah, so you're saying don't try to live the show shtick out on when we're in private.
We're just kind of hanging out.
Lemmy's not empowered. He had a megaphone and a microphone.
Double trouble.
You need to tell everybody else, you're not their Lummy. You're my Lummy.
I'm not your Lummy. I'm Bubba's Lummy.
Yeah.
Noted.
So if she... like, yells an order out, Lummy. You just tell her, I'm not your Lummy.
Well, I did, and that's why she made me feel, like, even lower than life. I felt, like,
lower
really
than
uncomfortable.
Lower than life?
Lower than Lummy.
Mission accomplished.
Well, what was her response?
Why'd you call me a bitch boy and then, like, just made me feel
and
dumb?
And then you took it?
No, because I went over and started, and then she was just... But the problem is she was with Reagan and not a van, and they were just like, you're an ass. And I'm like, oh, man. I was
Reagan
to be
was
nice.
Playing pool.
Bubba,
no one was talking to me.
What is going on up there? Like
I don't know.
Just men are getting beat down. It's like some sort of S&M sex chamber where all the
I got second in poker. That's all I care
Here's
about.
Here's what I think, man. We got a lot of estrogen. There was a lot of powerful estrogen in that party, and that's what happened.
So do we need less of that then?
Yeah. Yes.
More motor oil.
No, not necessarily more testosterone. Just less estrogen. In that building.
Maybe more estrogen.
No.
Then the estrogen competes against the other estrogen.
No, because then the estrogen gangs up.
Nah. There's estrogen versus estrogen.
Look, right now it's estrogen. The chat's estrogen and Anna, two estrogens on me.
Looks like I'm never getting invited now.
You got a lot of estrogen, bro. You're good.
No, I know. That's why.
Yeah.
In fact, Bubba's going no estrogen.
The only way Seth gets invited if I allow more estrogen.
Yeah.
All right, Anna, it's over. Like, whatever. I know you didn't apologize. So that's great.
I'm sorry.
And,
I did say I'm sorry.
But here's the deal. Like, I just want you to know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just things are going to change. Just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Like, what, like in the new year? Or it's a new Bubba. What's happening?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, schedules may change around here. I may make some, I'm just going to tweak some stuff.
Trade some fried eggs for some, I don't know, peaches?
No, Dan. And if I explain what that really meant, if we really were to pull that back a few layers, that would got a lot of heat on you. You wouldn't want me. Wait, don't throw me those softballs, Dan.
It's softball for fun, not trying to mess with anyone on your side. I'm respecting the Bubba part.
If you throw a softball,
I think Lummy's mic's off.
I was messing with her.
If we throw, I know, but when you throw such an insider softball, am I just supposed to go, oh, that was an insider, and we zoinks it out, or am I supposed to peel it back?
Just zoink it.
Can you imagine if somebody's listening to this? Like,
I don't get
talking?
The peach. Can you explain the peach thing?
No. Dan, would you at least agree that the peach is...
Yeah, okay, any fruit.
No, Danny.
Any
specifically
fruit.
Apples.
Danny, specifically.
Cantaloupes.
No, we don't need fruit up there.
Danny, specifically peaches.
Okay.
And what peaches signifies could be a real issue.
A butt?
Maybe something else.
Something else.
Toward the front?
Yeah. A front butt?
It's a peach thing. Yes. It's a peach
a front
thing.
Butt.
Dan's so freaked out by the peach, he won't even talk about the peach. Dan brings me up a peach softball. I said, let's peel this peach back. And he's like, go, no
Strike
way.
Out.
No, don't get into the peach, DeBubba. No peaches, cantaloupes, antelopes, Brussels sprouts.
Cantaloupes, and antelopes.